This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
806 at WCHL, 73 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today of about 86. Partly sunny after the fog clears away. 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. The protest movement against the Republican-led North Carolina legislature continued on Labor Day by focusing on what its critics call anti-worker legislation. Representatives of the state AFL-CIO and Farm Labor Organizing Committee joined the Reverend William Barber with the NAACP at a Monday news conference on Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. They say state lawmakers hurt workers by passing bills this year that will prevent hundreds of thousands of people in North Carolina from getting either emergency federal unemployment benefits or the state's earned income tax credit. The protest will continue today when civil rights and union leaders plan to give report cards to all 170 legislators as lawmakers return for a veto override session. And a special session was called by the governor, Pat McCrory. The bills in question are House Bill 392, which would require drug testing for welfare applicants, and House Bill 786, which would approve a study to find out if the seasonal work limit should be extended past 90 days. Both the Senate and the House need 60% to vote for the override. That's 72 of the 120 House votes and 30 of the 50 Senate votes. When the bills passed, they already had veto-proof majority. The special session is scheduled to begin at noon today. Estimates are putting the votes at about 4 p.m. House Republicans have reportedly called a caucus for 3 p.m. Depending on what the House members do, Senate members may wait until tomorrow to take their vote. Over the weekend, President Barack Obama sought congressional approval before taking military action in response to Syria's apparent use of chemical weapons, putting the likelihood of U.S. military intervention in the balance. As a result, the University of North Carolina has commissioned a roundtable discussion on the increasing tensions surrounding the conflict. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with a member of the panel, UNC professor Mark Weisbird, who's a specialist in international law, to get his perspective on this global issue.
Weisbird teaches civil procedure, international law, and a course on international human rights for the UNC School of Law. The roundtable discussion being held in the FedEx Global Education Center Tuesday from 5 to 6:30 features panel members from the UNC scholarly community in addition to national security fellows from the UNC Triangle Institute for Security Studies.
I believe it's the obligation of every citizen to take an interest in important public questions, and surely using force in international relations is an important public question.
Weisbird said his talk will focus on the international legal aspects of a U.S. intervention in Syria. Specifically, he will consider the body of law that regulates how independent countries deal with one another and how a U.S. intervention would challenge the Charter of the United Nations.
The U.N. Charter unequivocally forbids it. Under the Charter, the only circumstance in which one country can use force against a second country without the permission of the Security Council of the UN, which of course is not available here, would be in self-defense.
Weisbird said that using force to prevent war crimes or to punish a country for war crimes is not contemplated by the UN Charter. He added that in situations such as this, it is often a case of conflicting rationales of the responsibility to intervene versus adhering to the Charter.
When the NATO countries bombed Serbia in the connection with the Kosovo crisis, there were a good many international lawyers who found themselves very puzzled by what to say. On the one hand, they believed it was the right thing to do. On the other hand, they couldn't very well ignore the Charter. So you had a number of international lawyers insisting that bombing Kosovo was A, illegal, and B, legitimate.
When Russia engaged in a war with Georgia in 2008, Weisbird explains that Russia gave the justification of humanitarian intervention in order to protect the population in secessionist regions of Georgia.
One can doubt the good faith of that assertion. The reason I mention it is that, of course, if one country can say we're intervening in order to act in a humanitarian way, so can another country.
Weisford cited the UN-supported doctrine of the Responsibility to Protect, or RTP, which provides for the international community to intervene when a government is not protecting its own citizens. He said it is not an idea with which he agrees, nor is it an international legal obligation, but the Responsibility to Protect initiative continues to circulate among international lawyers and is considered by some to apply to the crisis in Syria.
The basic idea of the Responsibility to Protect is that if push comes to shove and there are dangers of serious humanitarian crises in a particular country, and that country's government is either unwilling or unable to deal with it, outside governments have the responsibility to take action.
For more information on Weisberg and UNC's roundtable discussion on the intervention in Syria, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carborough aldermen will meet tonight to discuss the impact of new legislation from the North Carolina General Assembly. Under the new rules, the town cannot prohibit gun owners from carrying concealed weapons at playgrounds. And the town's authority to regulate weapons at athletic facilities will also be limited. House Bill 71 will limit the restrictions the town can place on contractors hired for public projects, meaning the town can't require contractors to refrain from employment discrimination or pay a minimum wage. The board will hear a report from the town attorney regarding the full impact of the new state legislation. The board will meet tonight at 7:30 in Carborough Town Hall. And in Chapel Hill, the Central West Steering Committee will meet at the public library tonight. Central West is a portion of land in Chapel Hill laid out during the Chapel Hill 2020 process. It surrounds Estes Drive near Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Meetings have been going on all summer. Public comment will be accepted at the beginning and the end of the meeting. Tonight's meeting scheduled for 6 until 9 p.m. Carborough's very first hotel, the Hampton Inn and Suites, is up and running following the opening of its doors last Wednesday. General Manager Kevin Rooney tells WCHL the hotel was half-booked over the Labor Day weekend, and in less than a week of operation, the hotel is already booked for UNC Parents Weekend in September and Homecoming Weekend at Carolina in November.
We do have a few sold-out games coming up already. I believe the East Carolina game is sold out, as well as the Virginia game is sold out already.
The 142-room hotel located at 370 East Main Street offers prices ranging from $169 to $199 for standard rooms. And on football weekends, prices increase, ranging from $219 to $259 for standard rooms. Rooney explains that the Hampton Inn has a special feature, which its competitors do not.
We do have a great pool deck with cabanas, and it does have a fire pit, soft seating, and just upscale furniture all around the pool deck. It makes it for a great resort-type feel when you do stay here at the hotel, something our competitors do not have in this area.
The pool deck is located in the second floor and has a balcony with a partial view of downtown Carborough. On opening day last Wednesday, the hotel ran a special 50% off deal for local residents and also welcomed some local elected leaders, such as Carborough Alderman Damon Siles.
We actually had local leaders of the community stay at the hotel for the first night, as well as different key people that were a part of this hotel being opened. Everyone had a great experience.
After a tumultuous first couple of years, the new owners at Greenbridge Condominiums say the complex is turning a corner now with new homeowners and new businesses moving in.
We're at 64% sold. We've sold 60 homes out of the 97, and we've got 37 to go, and we hope to be done in about a year.
That's Vic Miller, Vice President of Sales at Greenbridge. He says of those 60 units sold, 24 were sold in the past year alone. Just a few years ago, the building was two-thirds vacant and had to go into bankruptcy. New businesses are coming in as well. The newest addition, a 1,300-square-foot eco-friendly hair salon, To the Woods, co-owned by Jessica Reiner, Jamie Phillips, and Julie Smith. Greenbridge has always touted itself as a center for green technology. The original owners designed the building to be energy efficient with features like planted rooftops, fresh air exchangers, and low-E glass. Miller says those features lower energy costs for an average unit by 30%. And public relations representative Andrea Romano says the building may soon get a major award for that commitment to sustainability.
They are finalists for the 2013 Green Gala Sustainable Business Awards this year. So, you know, that's something that they're still really invested in as well.
Vic Miller says Greenbridge may still file for official LEED certification as well. And he says he's optimistic about the future of Greenbridge and the future of Chapel Hill Carborough.
I think over the next couple of years, I'd say the next 5 years, I think that Chapel Hill, Rosemary Street, Carborough area is going to be the epicenter of new growth in your area. I just see a lot of changes that we've been there the last 2 years.
For more information, you can view this story on our website at chapelborough.com. WCHL News Time, 8:16. Time for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and, of course, that great chewy ice, only 79 cents, and guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northup.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're seeing some slowdowns on 15501 southbound between Ephesus Church Road or the East Franklin Split area down to Estes Drive. Otherwise, things are moving fairly smoothly out there right now. I-40, 15501 elsewhere, NC-54 and the Durham Freeway. Not reporting too many delays. One delay actually just popping up now. We're seeing it on I-40 eastbound between Apex Highway and the Durham Freeway. Heavy in some places, moderate elsewhere. The Durham Freeway seeing some delays because of that as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
As always, watch out for the school buses out there as well.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a back-to-school time still, second week, and people aren't used to the routine yet.
That's right. Sometimes it's harder the second time than the first.
Yeah, it is. And we'll talk to you again in about a half an hour unless something unusual happens.
All right.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Southern Season. You can stop by for delicious food and great wine during their September Food and Wine Festival with gourmet food samples, wine tastings, live music, and other great in-store events, all at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. 76 degrees in Chapel Hill, beginning to really warm up now. Still a little fog hanging around in some spots. That's going to clear away, and we'll have partly sunny skies today. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. High today about 85. Tonight mostly clear, 20% chance of showers. Low tonight 65. Tomorrow, not quite as muggy, mostly sunny, no mention of rain. High tomorrow about 85 degrees. So the weather will be quite muggy today. Tomorrow, not so much.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ron Stutt.
And news around town this morning. The Orange County Public Library is closing out the summer months with weekend events for young and old. Every Saturday this month, the OCPL Carborough branch offers story time with engaging stories and fun crafts. Each week will be a focus on a theme such as rockets, bugs, or imagination. Story time begins at 10:30 each Saturday morning. Also each Saturday this month, the Orange County Public Library Cybrary is offering its community workshop series with free computer classes. This is Cybrary in downtown Carborough, of course. Each week will have a specific focus. This Saturday is computer basics. The following Saturday, internet basics. September 21st will be email basics. And September 28th, word basics. This workshop presented in partnership with the UNC University Libraries. All classes are free and open to the public, but you have to pre-register because space is very limited. To register for the computer classes, you can view this news around town story on our website at chapelborough.com. 8:19 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by AT&T Wireless. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. It took until the 68th minute to play for the number 4 UNC men's soccer team to get on the board, but once the Tar Heels did, there was no turning back yesterday. Carolina defeated Coastal Carolina 4-0 to close out the Carolina Nike Classic 2-0. With the win, Carolina is 2-0 on the season. Up next, UNC travels to South Bend, Indiana. That's Sunday for their first non-conference meeting ever with Notre Dame. Kickoff time, 12 noon, and you can watch it on ESPNU. Now, with a few days to step back and regroup from the South Carolina loss on Thursday, senior quarterback Bren Renner and senior defensive end Kareem Martin said yesterday they're going to learn from their mistakes and look to grab a football win in Chapel Hill on Saturday. After spending some time in the film room, Martin said the locker room is still high with energy and motivation despite that opening setback.
Then they had another one, passing touchdown that we felt like was our, that we gave them, you know, as opposed to them getting it. So I think that after watching the film, that morale's still pretty high because we see that we're a pretty good team once we get everything together.
Kareem Martin said although South Carolina had a size advantage on the the line of scrimmage. The biggest obstacle to the Carolina defense was the good Gamecock running backs.
I think, their line was obviously bigger than us, but I don't think that was the biggest role. I think it was more so their running backs. They had great running backs. Running backs were about 230, themselves. So that was probably the biggest thing I don't think we were prepared for, as far as, we always talked about how big the line was, but we never really talked about how big the running backs were, and I think that was the biggest thing. They ran their feet really well then.
Middle Tennessee State next up for the Carolina football team, and they will play at 12:30 on Saturday in Kenan Stadium. And they won't be taken lightly, according to Kareem Martin. He said Carolina will need to be clicking on all cylinders, though, in Kenan Stadium to protect its home turf. And it's certainly a capable team they're playing.
We needed it going forward. We got Middle Tennessee this weekend. You can't take them lightly. They beat Georgia Tech last year, and they definitely have the talent to come in here and upset us. So we definitely have to come in there with our A-game.
Middle Tennessee State is going to be a tough opponent. As he said, they beat Georgia Tech last year. Renner said he wasn't satisfied with his performance on Thursday night and will be trying to be more alert and quick with his footwork in the pocket.
Whenever you lose, you feel like you can do a lot more. But I think, not turning the ball over and, just here and there, I think I could have done a tremendous job in the pocket. I didn't do a very good job of moving my feet and just subtly moving, and I think I could do a better job this week. And, that falls on me, and I think the offensive line did a great job blocking, but I can definitely improve.
Brent Renner said at the end of the day, the Tar Heels have to do a better job of finishing off drives with touchdowns in the red zone if they want to be successful this season, and the offensive unit still remains very confident.
During the game, of just how tired they were, and he even made a comment to me, and he just looked gassed, and I think that's what we try to accomplish on offense. And we ran 86 to 89 plays, but just didn't put the ball in the end zone. But there's a ton of positives we can take, and we're not going to lose any confidence.
You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelbro.com. You can go there and check on Huddle Up with the Heels and get all kinds of stories about Carolina football, columns by Art Chansky, Bob Lee, and others. And you can also pick the winners in our great contest that's going on right now. And by the way, Rick Steinbacher just stopped in. And good morning, Rick. Thanks for coming by.
Good to see you, Ron. How you doing today?
Just fantastic. Better now that you're here. Always fun to talk to you. And I am very excited about the home opener on Saturday. And I know that there's a lot surrounding that football game. Tell us what's going to happen.
Oh, we're excited, Ron. A lot of new things in store for game days in Kenan Stadium this year. The biggest one is Tar Heel Town has moved. It's no longer going to be in Polk Place. We've moved it to the new Bell Tower Park area, which is right in front of the football center. I tell folks, just get to the Bell Tower and listen for music, and you'll find the new Tar Heel Town. But it's going to start about 3 hours before kickoff. So that'll be 9:30 this Saturday morning. The team will do their new victory walk through the Bell Tower Park area. They'll get there about 2.5 hours before kickoff, so you want to be there about 10 o'clock to get a good spot to see them come through. And we'll have all kinds of fun things going on, face painting for kids, bounce houses. They'll have live music for every game. The Voltage Brothers, America's number one show band, is the act that's performing for us this week. So all kinds of fun activities that'll start early this Saturday at 9:30 in the new Tar Heel Town.
Well, the whole deal is to make this a whole game day experience, not just the football game, which is exciting enough in itself and all the things that go on inside the stadium there, but it's a whole experience for Tar Heel fans to come here and spend a little time in our town.
I'll tell you, Ron, I love my job. I'm very lucky to have it because a lot of it is putting on game day events, and there's really nothing better than a football Saturday in Chapel Hill. Yeah. And it is, as you said, it is so much more than the game. It's the live music beforehand. It's watching the game. It's going to Franklin Street after the game. There's nothing that beats a beautiful fall Saturday in Kenan Stadium and in all of Chapel Hill. So we're really looking forward to getting it kicked off this year, this Saturday.
Well, Rick, again, we're happy this year because you were part of our pregame coverage here on WCHL. Exclusive coverage will start at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and we'll be broadcasting live for an hour and a half on that show. That's presented by UNC Healthcare, and that will be at Rams Plaza. And then that's followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee, also on location there at Rams Plaza. And I'm going to be there for all of that. And during that time, I'll be talking to you about all the pregame festivities and all the things that are going on game day.
Yeah, and then we get to see a great game. We get to see Carolina go after a Middle Tennessee State team that's pretty good. Yeah. They beat Georgia Tech last year. So this will be a tough game for Carolina. They want to get the South Carolina game behind them. Certainly did a lot of good things, but ready to move on and get a victory under their belts.
Well, it was a disappointment for everybody what happened down at South Carolina. But, hey, let's face it, South Carolina is awfully good, and the Tar Heels didn't play very well. But hopefully that will be remedied this weekend.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. South Carolina is a heck of a football team. And they played very well in Columbia on Thursday night. Carolina did some really, really nice things, both offensively and defensively, but they had a couple of critical errors. So that's been the big focus for the team, is to win games against a top 10 team like South Carolina. We not only have to play great, we have to play great and mistake-free. That's been their focus this week.
Rick Steinbacher, of course, used to wear a Carolina uniform himself, and especially when you comes time for a home game. I know that you'd really like to be out there suiting up and playing with the guys, because it's a fever. It gets in you and it can't subside.
I don't know, Ron. I'm up over 40 years old right now. I'm not sure I want to be out there with them. Maybe one play, but that'd be about it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll talk to you on Saturday as we get ready for the game. And I know that you got lots of things planned that we haven't even talked about, because we don't have as much time as we need to talk about all that stuff. So always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Ron. Great to be with you. And you're right, there's a lot going on. Just get to Keenan Stadium early. See you there around 10 a.m. on Saturday.
Fantastic. Hey, listen, you can take the Tar Heel Express to the game as well. We got park and ride shuttles. We'll tell you all about that as the week wears on. And, of course, WCHL is the place to be to find out about all that stuff. And Rick Steinbacher is one of the main voices you need to listen to, because he knows what's happening. One of Chapel Hill's leading action adults. All right, thank you so much. It's 826 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz, and time now to check in with Mr. Chansky.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I'll take Carolina's 0-1 start any day of the week. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. I was amused, as I often am, reading the News and Observer's attempted balanced coverage in the Sunday paper. I wish they had felt compelled to compare what was going on at UNC the last 3 years to similar programs and problems at Duke and NC State. Another commentary for another day. I digress. While reviewing Carolina's mistake-filled loss to sixth-ranked South Carolina Thursday night, the NNO also sang the praises of State's 40-14 win over Louisiana Tech. Who? And Duke's 45-0 romp over North Carolina Central. Like the bad was the bad and the good was the good. Are you kidding me? I'll take what the Tar Heels learned in Columbia over what the Pack and Devils still have to learn. State defeated a program that was in turmoil before former East Carolina and South Florida coach Skip Holtz landed at Terry Bradshaw's alma mater, which was a hell of a lot better when Bradshaw played than the current Barkless Bulldogs. So what did State learn? That one-year quarterback Brandon Mitchell will now have a half season left in his college career once recovered from the foot he fractured in the first half after leading a couple of impressive TD drives. For new coach Dave Doran to begin his Wolfpack tenure with a fifth-year QB tells you just how bad anyone else with years of eligibility left are. And now Doran's got to get those guys ready for Clemson on September 19th after a game against hapless Richmond that will be another waste. Good luck with that one, coach. And Duke, I remember years ago when the Blue Devils insisted on getting the stuffing beaten out of them by so-called national powers, and Duke wouldn't even acknowledge it was in Durham, North Carolina, let alone agree to play NC Central in the Bull City Classic. Classic Bull is more like it. And the 45-0 score over a team that fired its head coach a couple of weeks ago and will now have to fight his lawsuit to get reinstated. I'm sure the Eagles were prepared to play that game, even if Newt Rotney came back to coach them. So what did Duke learn? Well, we'll find out at Memphis Saturday, when anything but another slaughter will tell us something. So the Heels found out that they still have defensive holes and need to figure out how to finish drives. Those are legit takeaways against perhaps the best opponent they will play all season. At 0-1, at least they know who they are. This is our chance to see ya.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now, independent third-party research has confirmed that AT&T is also the most reliable 4G LTE network. What does that mean for you? Whether you're connecting with family and friends, getting the job done at work, or simply looking for entertainment, you want a wireless network you can count on. That's why AT&T built the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And we're not the only ones saying it. PC Magazine recently ranked AT&T's LTE network as the fastest overall. And PC World stated that AT&T's LTE service is the fastest 2 years running. Not surprisingly, that same lightning-fast network is now the most reliable as well. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim compares national carriers' average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim compares data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the all-new Carolina 1663. It's half off. Introductory offers for breakfast, lunch, or dinner available now. Our Local Deal welcomes Carolina 1663, the latest in destination dining. Executive Chef McLean has created a menu that will beckon you to relax and enjoy his fresh, creative dishes. In addition to the dining room, come enjoy their wonderful full bar lounge and patio seating. It's half off from Carolina 1663. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter weather, 74 degrees right now, 73 in Carborough, partly sunny today, and fog clears away, high today about 86 degrees.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, and streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com.
There's there, at both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue, there'll be discussions on Syria, what to do after it used chemical weapons. Arizona Senator John McCain, who spent an hour with the president yesterday, was on CBS This Morning.
I think the president needs to talk to the American people from the Oval Office. Show the American people again these pictures of the bodies stacked up, of the destabilizing effects throughout the region.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes on what's coming up.
The president will try to win more converts this morning when he meets with the leaders of six key House and Senate committees. But many of those leaders are already on board. It's other members who need convincing, like Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas.
We need to know what the consequences are going to be in that region, particularly with countries like Iran.
Senators will get the chance to grill Secretary of State John Kerry about that today. He's testifying at a series of hearings on Capitol Hill this week, along with the Secretary of Defense and the Director of National Intelligence.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 74 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Ron Stutz. The protest movement against a Republican-led North Carolina legislature continued on Labor Day by focusing on what its critics call anti-worker legislation. Representatives of the state AFL-CIO and Farm Labor Organizing Committee joined the Reverend William Barber with the NAACP at a Monday news conference on Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. They say state lawmakers hurt workers by passing bills this year that will prevent hundreds of thousands of people in North Carolina from getting either emergency federal unemployment benefits or the state's earned income tax credit. Protests will continue today when civil rights and union leaders plan to give report cards to all 170 legislators as lawmakers return for a veto override session called by the governor, Pat McCrory. The bills in question are House Bill 392, which would require drug testing for welfare applicants, and House Bill 786, which would approve a study to find out if the seasonal work limit should be extended past 90 days. Both the Senate and House need 60% to vote for the override. That's 72 of the 120 House votes and 30 of the 50 Senate votes. When the bills pass, they already had veto-proof majority. The special session is scheduled to start at noon today, but estimates put the votes at 4 p.m. House Republicans have reportedly called a caucus for 3 o'clock today. Depending on what the House members do, Senate members may wait until tomorrow morning to take their vote. The Central West Steering Committee meets at the Chapel Hill Public Library tonight. Central West is a portion of land in Chapel Hill laid out during the Chapel Hill 2020 process. It surrounds Estes Drive near Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Meetings have been going on all summer. Public comment will be accepted at the beginning and end of the meeting for about 10 minutes each time. Tonight's meeting scheduled for 6 to 9 p.m. Carborough aldermen will talk tonight. They'll discuss the impact of new legislation from the General Assembly. Under the new rules, the town cannot prohibit gun owners from carrying concealed weapons at playgrounds. And the town's authority to regulate weapons and athletic facilities will also be limited. The board will also consider co-sponsoring the North Carolina Bike Summit, scheduled for the middle of October, at the newly opened Hampton Inn in downtown Carborough. The Carborough board will meet tonight at 7:30 in Town Hall. Over the weekend, the president sought congressional approval before taking military action in response to Syria's apparent use of chemical weapons, putting the likelihood of U.S. military intervention in the balance. As a result, UNC has commissioned a roundtable discussion on the increasing tension surrounding that conflict. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with a member of the panel, UNC Professor Mark Weisbird, who is a specialist in international law, to get his perspective on this global issue.
Weisbird teaches civil procedure, international law, and a course on international human rights for the UNC School of Law. The roundtable discussion being held in the FedEx Global Education Center Tuesday from 5 to 6:30 features panel members from the UNC scholarly community in addition to national security fellows from the UNC Triangle Institute for Security Studies.
I believe it's the obligation of every citizen to take an interest in important public questions, and surely using force in international relations is an important public question.
Weisberg said his talk will focus on the international legal aspects of a U.S. intervention in Syria. Specifically, he will consider the body of law that regulates how independent countries deal with one another and how a U.S. intervention would challenge the Charter of the United Nations.
The U.N. Charter unequivocally forbids it. Under the Charter, the only circumstance in which one country can use force against a second country without the permission of the Security Council of the UN, which of course is not available here, would be in self-defense.
Weisberg said that using force to prevent war crimes or to punish a country for war crimes is not contemplated by the UN Charter. He added that in situations such as this, it is often a case of conflicting rationales of the responsibility to intervene versus adhering to the Charter.
When the NATO countries bombed Serbia in the connection with the Kosovo crisis, there were a good many international lawyers who found themselves very puzzled by what to say. On the one hand, they believed it was the right thing to do. On the other hand, they couldn't very well ignore the Charter. So you had a number of international lawyers insisting that bombing Kosovo was A, illegal, and B, legitimate.
When Russia engaged in a war with Georgia in 2008, Weisberg explains that Russia gave the justification of humanitarian intervention in order to protect the population in secessionist regions of Georgia.
One can doubt the good faith of that assertion. The reason I mention it is that, of course, if one country can say we're intervening in order to act in a humanitarian way, so can another country.
Weisberg cited the UN-supported doctrine of the Responsibility to Protect, or RTP, which provides for the international community to intervene when a government is not protecting its own citizens. He said it is not an idea with which he agrees, nor is it an international legal obligation, but the Responsibility to Protect initiative continues to circulate among international lawyers and is considered by some to apply to the crisis in Syria.
The basic idea of the Responsibility to Protect is that if push comes to shove and there are dangers of serious humanitarian crises in a particular country, and that country's government is either unwilling or unable to deal with it, outside governments have the responsibility to take action.
For more information on Weisberg and UNC's roundtable discussion on the intervention in Syria, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Ron Stutz. It's 8:38. And a final note about Carolina football this morning.
Snap a little off the mark. Renner able to get it. Goes to the back of the end zone for six. Renner to South Carolina native Quinshon Davis for the touchdown.
You know, North Carolina's high-scoring attack has been the staple of Coach Larry Fedora's brief tenure with the Tar Heels. That's why Fedora says his team won't panic after its offensive struggles and the season-opening loss down at South Carolina. Tar Heels finished with just 10 points and 293 yards of total offense in that game, the lowest totals in 13 games under Fedora and far below the record-setting averages of nearly 41 points and 486 yards from last year. Now, this was a very good team they played last Thursday night, but this was an anomaly. Carolina's offense is always fun to watch, so you're going to have fun on Saturday you go to the game. Fedora says the offense is proven, so there's no need to make major changes ahead of this home opener against Middle Tennessee. Tar Heels were more conservative on offense against the Gamecocks due to the presence of star defensive end Jadeveon Clowney, relying on plenty of screen passes and quick throws to protect the quarterback, Ren Renner. And Tar Heels did a pretty good job on Jadeveon Clowney. No question about that. It's 8:40 at WCHL, and coming up, today's commentary on the way from Matt Hughes. talking about my generation. Actually, talking about his generation. He says young people today are very active, politically speaking, and he will explain. That's on the way on WCHL.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Kitchen a little cramped? Let Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions make your life a little easier. Bill Cedarburg has been helping local families achieve their design dreams for over 25 years. The design team will guide you through your home's entire project to ensure that you have the kitchen, bathroom, or addition that suits your family's needs. And they've been an Angie's List Super Service Award winner for the last 2 years. Cedarburg Kitchens, translating your home dreams into living spaces. Learn more at cedarburgkitchens.com.
This is Ron Stutz. Congratulations again to AutoLogic and Carboro. The top 50 family-friendly businesses in North Carolina have been named, and once again, AutoLogic is on the list. Chosen by the Keenan Flagler Business School at UNC and Carolina Parenting, Inc., and AutoLogic is on the list for the fourth consecutive year based on helping employees balance their work and family life. AutoLogic creates an environment to support and care for its employees, which helps make AutoLogic a successful and sustainable family-friendly business in our local community. AutoLogic, trust and logic for your car.
It's summertime at Glass Half Full Restaurant and Wine Bar in downtown Carrboro. And not only is the living easy, but the eating and drinking are worth singing about too. Bracing gazpacho from juicy North Carolina peaches, or a refreshing salad of watermelon, kiwi, and cucumbers with local feta cheese. Beautiful yellowfin tuna, plump shrimp, and shimmering scallops from our own coast paired nicely with a cold glass of Provençal rosé. You get the idea. It's time for the glorious foods and flavors of the season. Come to Glass Half Full and taste how delicious a Carolina summer can be.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
74 degrees, 842 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Matt Hughes. A common complaint that almost everyone has is that young people need to be more involved in the community. However, that's not what I see. In fact, I think folks are just not going to where the young people are. In our community, I see young people active every day, whether it's political or social activism or just volunteering in the community. My generation, the millennials, could be a pessimistic bunch when you look at what we've encountered between terrorism, endless wars, a great recession. You would think that we would be a pessimistic bunch. In fact, I think the opposite is true. We have optimism and boundless idealism rooted in realism. 50 years ago, we remembered the March on Washington and Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Martin Luther King was just one of the many leaders of the civil rights movement who really changed America for the better. However, he's also an example of what young people are capable of. King was one of the leaders of the Montgomery bus boycott at the age of 26, just 3 years older than myself. He and many did not wait for someone to give them the opportunity to change something that was fundamentally unjust in our system. Instead, he and many others seized the opportunity to right a serious wrong in Montgomery. Young people need to realize the power of their dreams and never be afraid to step up. And with the support of the community and their elders, anything is possible. Some folks have said that my generation has the potential to be the greatest generation if given the chance. However, I do worry about the educational opportunities to expand and learn for subsequent generations. But at the same time, I'm convinced that my generation will rise to the occasion. This is Matt Hughes.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
For the past 40 years, Great Outdoor Provision Company has been North Carolina's authentic outdoor expert for hiking, canoeing, kayaking, fly fishing, and adventure travel. If you enjoy the outdoors, you'll want to join Great Outdoor Provision Company and the Banff Film Event, Radical Reels, at the Varsity Theater. Catch the best in high-adventure sports films on Thursday, September 5th. Tickets on sale and details at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. By now, you've heard about our fountain drinks made with 100% filtered water served at a chilly 34 degrees with our chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Right now, we're giving you the opportunity to win free fountain drinks for a year. Simply visit our Facebook page and look for the contest icon. Contest runs through September.
Cruisers, good to go.
It's the Carolina Football Game Day Experience.
We need you to be there early.
When USC hosts Middle Tennessee, the new Tar Heel Town will be located in the Bell Tower Park right outside Keenan Stadium with something for everything. Join Coach Fedora and the team on the victory walk through Tar Heel Town at 10 a.m. Food trucks, face painting, bounce houses, you name it, you'll find it at Tar Heel Town this Saturday.
We need you to be wild and crazy when you're here, and we need you to stay late.
Carolina Football Game Day. Be a part of it.
Go Heels!
Time now for Traffic and Weather Together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Carolina Football. Win tickets for the home opener this Saturday against Middle Tennessee by going to WCHL's Facebook page and registering to win. That's all you have to do. And don't forget to experience the new Tar Heel Town at Bell Tower Park right before the game. Now, with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Good morning, Ron. We've seen some slowdowns so far on I-40 eastbound, right around the Durham Freeway, seeing some delays there right now, and those continuing I-40 eastbound and westbound seeing delays, and the eastbound delays all the way back now to NC-54, and that area on the westbound direction, stopping right in the same area. We might be seeing an accident, none reported there right now, but they're stopped in the same area, so we could be seeing an accident. That's right just past the Durham Freeway. Or in between the Durham Freeway and the I-540 interchange. So the westbound delays going all the way back to Harrison Avenue right now. So lots of delays out there this morning. Give yourself a little extra time if you do travel in that direction. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHO Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
And a pretty good day as far as traffic is concerned.
Not too bad. Yeah, not too bad. A little hairy in that spot, though, right now. That's for sure.
Hey, today's a pretty busy news day for you. I know that you're going to be here for probably 24 hours. I mean, you probably won't even go home tonight.
That's right. I'll just sleep here if I get to sleep.
You should. You need a cot back there anyway, you know, as much time as you spend in here.
That's right.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you a little later. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather presented by the Carolina Inn. Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. 75 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 74 in Carrboro, also 75 in Hillsboro, partly sunny. Most of the fog has gone away now. We just had patches of fog this morning. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Pretty much the same as yesterday's weather. Our high today, about 86. Now, tonight, mostly clear. Slight chance of showers and the low in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. No mention of any rain. Same for tomorrow night and Thursday. Mostly clear tomorrow night with a low 65. And then on Thursday, mostly sunshine with a high of 85 once again. 849 at WCHL. Coming up in just a few minutes, today's WCHL hometown hero, Rebecca Macy, a professor at Carolina, doing some very important work in our community.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at besttile.com.
If you've been hassling with glasses and contacts for years, why wait any longer?
At Carolina Ophthalmology, we've been performing LASIK eye correction here in Chapel Hill for 17 years. At your free consultation with Dr. James Bryan, he will answer your questions and evaluate whether LASIK is right for you. Take our LASIK self-test at carolina2020.com. Call us today, 919-945-EYES. Why wait any longer?
Morning is 850 at WCHL. And football fans, you can join me, Ron Stutz, Art Chansky, and Rand Northam, and all our other friends here at WCHL and at chapelboro.com by playing in the college football pick'em contest on chapelboro.com. Each week, you can choose the winner of 10 select college games. Weekly prizes will be given out to the top contestants. For the Heels playing again on Saturday, make sure you sign up and get those entries in before the games are played, before any of the games are played this weekend, because there are lots of other games on the slate as well. It's at chapelboro.com/huddle up now to play. And we've been talking about this all morning, but if you're excited for Carolina's first home game against Middle Tennessee this coming Saturday, here's another reason to get excited. We are giving away a pair of tickets to each home game this season starting now. All you have to do is visit WCHL's Facebook contest page each home game week to get your name in for a chance at two tickets to the game. That's right. You could be going to see the Tar Heels take on Middle Tennessee. I promise you, it's a great game day experience. Lots of activities surrounding it and, of course, a lot of fun in the stadium. Game time on Saturday is 12:30. Our coverage here on WCHL will start at 9 o'clock in the morning on location at Rams Plaza, broadcasting live. Our UNC football coverage on WCHL exclusive. Countdown to kickoff is presented by UNC Healthcare, and that'll be followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. I'll be there for all of that. Hope you will join us for that. But game itself, you can be there absolutely free if you win from our Facebook page at WCHL. I will announce our first winner on Thursday morning during the WCHL morning news, so get your entries in between now and then. Good luck, and go Heels. Coming up, today's WCHL hometown hero is next. As a matter of fact, why don't you call me right now if you remember the word of the day on WCHL? What's the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Rebecca Macy is a professor at UNC. She's the L. Richardson Pryor Distinguished Chair for Strengthening Families in the UNC School of Social Work, and she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Rebecca has been doing research in a very special program called MOVE.
It is a program for women who are victims of domestic violence who've been caught up either in child protective services or the judicial system and have been asked or really mandated to attend a parenting program.
Rebecca is telling everyone she can about this program because she's so convinced it helps these women become better mothers.
It's a 13-week group-based program. Women enter the same program together and they meet once a week, usually in the evenings, and there's dinner for the kids and the moms, and there's child care for the very young children. And while the moms are in their group therapy, children who are between 5 and 13 also receive services for children who've been exposed to domestic violence. The moms in their groups learn about how to parent in the context of domestic violence. They learn about child development, parenting skills, how to parent with, you know, a violent partner. And they also learn safety resources, and it's really focused on these women's self-esteem and building them up again because they've been through such a difficult time.
There are so many programs in our community that you might not hear much about, but there's only one like this one.
Sometimes women end up thinking that they deserve what's happening to them, or that if they were better mothers or better wives or better girlfriends, that this wouldn't happen to them. What the MOVE program does that's really powerful is it really emphasizes self-esteem, positivity, what we call in domestic violence services an empowering approach to help women see themselves in an accurate light, because they've gotten all this misinformation from a partner who's really tried to control their life. I've loved doing this research project. I've been doing research for 11 years here at UNC, and I've been really lucky to have great community partners all over the state. But what's been especially wonderful about this is that I got to help document it, and I got to help evaluate it, but it was really their brainchild. And it's just so exciting to work with social workers who are doing really innovative, novel programs. And I think this is a great example of how universities can partner with communities to really figure out what works for these families.
MOVE stands for Mothers Overcoming Violence Through Education and Empowerment. Rebecca Macy is so glad she got the opportunity to find out about it and to tell you about it. Rebecca Macy, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Automall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Automall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Automall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Thank you very much to the callers this morning, and congratulations to Jennifer Cooley, who called in with the word of the day. It is synonym, S-Y-N-O-N-Y-M, synonym. It's a word that means the same. In other words, a synonym for football field would be gridiron. A synonym for win would be victory. Synonym, that's something we all learn early in school. And Jennifer Cooley gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much. We'll have another word for you. Hopefully, Wayne, we had a little technical problem with our phones this morning. Hopefully, Wayne will be back tomorrow morning with another word for you at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at besttile.com.
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway. UNCI.org.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the all-new Carolina 1663. It's half off. Introductory offers for breakfast, lunch, or dinner available now. Our Local Deal welcomes Carolina 1663, the latest in destination dining. Executive Chef McLean has created a menu that will beckon you to relax and enjoy his fresh, creative dishes. In addition to the dining room, come enjoy their wonderful full bar lounge and patio seating. It's half off from Carolina 1663. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner, Carmel Mall in Carborough. 75 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny, a 30% chance of shower and or thunderstorm in the afternoon, kind of a muggy day expected, high today in the middle 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, 20% chance of showers, and the low tonight, 65. Tomorrow, a better day, not as muggy, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the middle 60s. And then on Thursday, nice, mostly sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. Aaron Keck has the afternoon and evening news coming up today between 3 and 6 p.m. on WCHL. You don't want to miss it.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity.